The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello there. This is Fred Brack from the North Carolina Reading Service, previously known to you as the Triangle Radio Reading Service. And for the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from Our State magazine. Today's reading of Our State is underwritten by the Carter Glass Insurance Agency, serving the community since 1974. And underwriting our program for over 10 years. Thank you, Carter Glass. They can be reached at 919-781-1973. And this recording is being made on the 18th of September, and the October issue of Our State has not arrived in the studios yet, so I don't have anything to read to you. Well, actually, I do, and I'm going to. Periodically, Our State has these little inserts. They're nice miniature-style magazines, and I rarely get a chance to read from them. So I thought that even though this is the first of October's recording, and there's five Tuesdays in October, so we've got an extra one here, why don't we read one of these inserts? It should be interesting. This one says, Our State, Capital Cool, Style of the City, Raleigh. And there's pictures of downtown and some people gathering at an outside bistro or something, some very nice-looking food. I'm not exactly sure what this is, if it's the inside of some sort of a light spectacle at the Museum of Art or a fancy photo taken elsewhere, but it's really very modernistic. And then I recognize some rings from the North Carolina Museum of Art outside. So let's just take a look at what we've got here. We'll read a little everything pretty much in here. We start out with an advertisement for Del Webb, who builds a lot of homes in the area. It says, "Welcome to the next chapter of your life." And they call themselves Del Webb at Traditions in Wake Forest and Carolina Gardens, coming in 2020 in Fuquay Varina. You can find more information at delwebb.com/Raleigh. The opening page says, "Capital Cool, Style of the City, How to Eat, Play, and Explore Your Way Through Raleigh." Nice evening picture of Raleigh, gorgeous purple and pink and light blue sky, and the skyscrapers, the BB&T one, of course, is labeled. When you're coming in from the south, you see it, and the sides of that and other skyscrapers in the city are lit with the golden setting sun, and it says, "A sunset lights up the skyline of the city of oaks." Next page says, "Enjoy Raleigh," on a mural. And then, "I Believe in Raleigh," established 1792, on a big sign sponsored by Sola Coffee. Here's another one that says, "Welcome to Raleigh, y'all." And that one says, "Raleigh welcomes you no matter who you are. Learn more at comeoutandshowthem.com. Here's another side of a building that says, "All are welcome," and in very colorful script letters says, "Raleigh, NC." What a fun way they did the R. It looks like a person walking with long legs. And here's another building which has artistic shapes, triangles and circles overlaying one another in bright colors, and some sort of an animal that kind of looks like a dog up on top. And the text says, "Welcome to Raleigh, y'all. The star of the state since 1792. Raleigh today is a modern hub for sleek design and artistry, and yet the Piedmont city near the smack dab center of North Carolina maintains the southern warmth that has long defined it. and us, from top-secret speakeasies and tastemakers who are crafting award-winning cuisine to design savvy shops and hip reimagined spaces, there's a stylish aesthetic, a feeling of fun that permeates the city. Don't believe us? See for yourself. We've collected the coolest ways to eat, play, and explore your way through our capital city. So on we go. Oh, the next page, the whole page is a pastry. At Lucette Grace, that's L-U-C-E-T-T-E-G-R-A-C-E, there are plenty of breakfast options at this pretty pâtisserie. Try the pain au chocolat, which is a light and flaky pastry wrapped around dark chocolate batons, and the Dixie Cannonball, a drop biscuit with sausage gravy baked inside, there at 235 Salisbury Street, lucettegrace.com. There is a lady in a pretty red dress looking Asian, and perhaps from the back, the woman looks a little Asian too. Maybe there's a relationship there. She's sitting in a bright yellow chair, which is what got my attention, the contrast between the patterned red dress and the yellow chair. It's I probably shouldn't say this, somewhat uncomfortable-looking metal chair with a low back. I'm someone who likes a high back on a chair. And there's a big beverage menu written on a chalkboard behind. It looks like you can get an espresso for $2.50 and a latte for $4, etc. The Slingshot Coffee Company. Slingshot single origin coffee is in grocery stores across the state, but the pioneering cold brew company was founded in Raleigh. Grab a bottle and pour it over ice. Slingshot Coffee Company, spelled out, .com. And here's a picture of it. It's a black and white label. It says cold brew Slingshot Coffee. Delicious. And then there's this picture of a slingshot, and then it says refreshing, 12 ounces, ready-to-drink coffee. And up at the top of the page, there is a very interesting drink. By the way, they've finished it off. It says Nofo at the Pig. For a Blue Ribbon brunch beverage, sip the thick and spicy Bloody Mary at this combination cafe, food market, and gift shop located inside a restored Piggly Wiggly. 2014 Fairview Road, Nofo, N-O-F-O.com. This is incredible. It's served in, I guess what you call a double shot glass or a double bourbon glass. It's got straight sides, but the drink is not just the red of tomato juice. It's darker than that. It's almost it's a heavy rust color, and every place there's an ice cube that touches the side, it gets dark. It is piled with some vegetables inside, of course, the mandatory celery stalk, but there's something else. It looks like a hot pepper or something. Can't tell what it is. And then something else is leaning over to the side, and then there's a slice of lemon. But around the edge, they've dipped it into something, but the something has these little blue seeds in it, which is what makes this look so interesting, the dark red, and then this little, it's like a sugary edge. It's probably salt, of course, but then these little blue seeds around the edge of the glass. It looks fascinating. We'll have to try that. Overleaf Raleigh Morning. The Morning Times. Extra, extra. Fuel up with a cup of coffee and French toast at this two-story coffee house, a local gem, and an extension of the Raleigh Times bar next door, which inhabits the historic former home of the city's namesake newspaper. 10 East Target Street, morningtimes-raleigh.com. It's a picture of the building outside. It's a brick building of an unusual color. In this light, it looks mint green, actually. Then there's a long place for the name of a store or whatever. All I can see is the word coffee, and Morning Times is written on the window in gold letters, and there's a man out on the street looking at his smartphone with a cup of coffee in front of him, and there's some delicious-looking pastry of some sort with blueberries and strawberries on it. It must be pancakes or crepes, and a little bit of bacon and some, it got to be a crepe because that's whipped cream sitting behind it. Another place that looks fascinating to go to. And a little ad for Visit Raleigh. That's visitraleigh.com/original. It says live music strikes an original chord. At King's, the understatedly edgy and independent spirit of bona fide rocker Chiti Kumar comes through loud and clear. Her popular indie music venue warmly welcomes bands, visitors, and locals alike to rock out in a space known for its great acoustics and intimate atmosphere. King's, along with Kumar's restaurant Garland and laid-back cocktail bar Neptune's Parlor, are all the kind of original places you'll only find here in Raleigh. Overleaf, Raleigh Handmade. Raleigh Denim Workshop. Look for the signature on the front pocket inside of your handcrafted jeans. It represents the jeansmith who made your one-of-a-kind pair. Then spot the tag with our state motto, to be rather than to seem. And that's S-E-E-M, not a joke on S-E-A-M. 319 West Martin Street, RaleighDenimWorkshop.com. And this young lady showing off these jeans with her legs crossed. No belt on the jeans. I guess that's the stylish way to wear them these days if you're young. Holder Goods and Crafts, Raleigh native Sam and Meredith Kirkpatrick fill their store with treasures, locally made furniture and art, handwoven baskets, coffee table books, vintage maps and postcards, and rugs. All of it so perfectly placed that you may feel like you've walked into an interior designer's Instagram feed. 612 West South Street, HolderGoodsAndCrafts.com. Here's Sam. He's folding up some material. Did they say what it is? It's some kind of. It looks like a handwoven blanket, and there's some more stacked on the shelf, and some artwork, and some bowls that are filled with various doodads for people that like doodads. And overleaf, Caitlin Carey Needleprints. Artist Caitlin Carey's fabric collages or needle prints are detailed conversation pieces depicting some of Raleigh's most famous landmarks from the city's skyline to the Rialto Theater. Find more at CaitlinCarey.com. What I see is about a, I don't know the size, but the dimensions are roughly 2x4, one high and two across. It's white. And then inset on the white is the are offset squares, slightly offset, so it's not nice, neat on any one of the four sides. But the squares are put together, and then the needlepoint is done on top of them, showing a skyline of Raleigh. Very nice. Raleigh Provisions, this little gourmet grocery, only sells items, chocolate, soap, beer, barbecue sauce from small North Carolina-based companies, and they are at 107 East Davie Street, RaleighProvisions.com. Deco, filled with quirky local finds from pillows to prints, this vibrant shop's mission is to showcase area artists and makers and to inspire joy and laughter at 207 South Salisbury Street, DecoRaleigh.com. There is a gold chair. I'm trying to think of the style of the chair. Can't remember the name. It's got arms, and it's all upholstered on the inside, but there's some wood around the edge, and, of course, the legs are wooden, and there's a very colorful pillow that says Raleigh on it. It looks like it has kind of an overview map of downtown or some park or something like that. And then a lot of others of those doodads around on top and to the right. How about art space? Meet local artists. Take classes and explore unique exhibitions at this visual arts center and gallery at 201 East Davie Street, artspacenc.com. www.theopeningpage.org. We see an artist at work in her very busy studio. A picture taken from the top floor shows the very artistic stairways going up and down and the lighting on those stairways. And here's two kids looking at some very, very colorful pictures. They're all the same size. They're about 8 inches by 15 inches. And they're all filled with very, very colorful squares and other geometric shapes. And they're all hung together on a wall. Raleigh Tastemakers. Here she is, Ashley Christensen. Christensen. It's not I-A-N, it's E-N. Christensen is how it's phonetically spelled out. One of the city's and state's most acclaimed chefs is a 2-time James Beard Award winner, most recently crowned Outstanding Chef in the U.S. in 2019, and the owner of 6 Raleigh restaurants, including Death and Taxes, Beasley's Chicken and Honey, Chuck's Burgers, and Fox Liquor Bar. But Christensen's best-known venture is her first Pool's Diner. Inside the former 1940s pie shop, diners sit in bright red booths and order from an ever-changing chalkboard menu full of delicious seasonal dishes. Just don't skip the macaroni au gratin. 426 South McDowell Street, ac-restaurants.com. Snack on roasted oysters with preserved lemon and chili butter at Death and Taxes, as shown above here in this picture, or try the signature dish at Beasley's Chicken and Honey. So at the top, they show those oysters. They're very, very colorful. It says lemon and chili butter, and there's definitely a yellowish tone to the inside of these oysters, which are served on rock salt. And here comes the honey spilling onto the fried chicken, and a couple of diners at the bar enjoying their meal. Well, I went to put the book down and I hit a button that says Source Program 1, and now I know what that does. It turns off the microphone and everything. All right. We learned something new today. Chiti Kumar at Garland, Chef Chiti Kumar dreams up To Die For, Southern-inspired Indian and Asian dishes like the beet bel, that's B-H-E-L, puree above, made with roasted beets, diced potatoes, local lettuce, peanuts, and tamarind mint chutney. Sounds interesting. They are at 14 West Martin Street, garlandraleigh.com, and that is a restaurant that's been on my hit list for some time, and I just haven't gotten around to getting there. Oscar Diaz, Chef Oscar Diaz, crafts dishes using Southern ingredients and Mexican techniques at Jose and Sons, where diners devour street vendor-style corn on the cob made with queso fresco, lime, chili, and Duke's Mayo, of course, at 327 West Davy Street, number 102, Jose and Sons. He's working in the kitchen. He has black gloves on, which is pretty unusual for a chef, but at least you know he's not touching your food with his fingers. NC State, think and do, says the ad. At this university, no good idea goes on a shelf, and every action we take is thoughtful. For 132 years, North Carolina State has prepared North Carolina for what's coming next. Join us. ncsu.edu/think-and-do. Back to Tastemakers, Scott Crawford, a 5-time James Beard Award semifinalist for Best Chef in the Southeast. Chef Scott Crawford serves reimagined Southern comfort food like summer squash with cherry tomatoes, cured olives, and pine nuts at his restaurant Crawford and Son. Another one on my hit list. 618 North Person Street, Crawford and Son Restaurant. Sean Fowler, Chef Sean Fowler, is devoted to local from the table to the kale at his farmhouse-inspired restaurant, Mandolin. He sources many ingredients, including fresh eggs from his own hens, from the restaurant's farm located on land at the Raleigh native's childhood home, where he also hosts charming and in-demand seasonal feasts. 2519 Fairview Road, Mandolin, Raleigh. Turning away from food, Raleigh mid-century and modern. Dorton Arena. Every year at the North Carolina State Fair, thousands of people walk past the J.S. Dorton Arena, with its saddle-shaped roof supported by steel tension cables, not realizing that the mid-century marvel is one of the state's most ambitious and historically significant pieces of architecture. When Dorton opened to the public in 1952, it was called the most important building of its time. There at 1025 Blue Ridge Road on the fairgrounds campus. Cam Art Museum. This modern art gallery is housed in a 1910 brick warehouse with futuristic new additions that make the building itself a work of art. They're at 409 West Martin Street, camraleigh.org. I think, although they don't spell it out any place, that CAM stands for it was right on my tongue. City Art Museum, perhaps? I don't really remember. Port of Raleigh. Okay, so maybe you can't afford to drop everything and build a trendy modernist house, but you can fill your home with mod decor, like pretty pots that are shown here and Lemnos clocks from this ultra-hip design-savvy shop called Port of Raleigh at 416 South McDowell. The clocks are very simple. They're sort of in a tannish or ivory color. I'm thinking it's metal. It could be wood round frame. Then there's a significant margin before you get to the numbers, which, let me assure you, run from 1 to 12 in the usual manner. Then they have a white, a very white and broad hand for the hour, and a thinner one in black, which is much longer and goes all the way around to the edge for the minute, and then a very thin one for the seconds. And they come in different colors. There's one here in sort of an olive green, there's a purplish one, and a gold color. And the pots, I really can't describe these exactly. They call them pretty pots. They, in the picture, look like they're oval-shaped, and there's a line at the bottom. So I don't know whether you can lift them up and it has a separate bottom for drainage. It might be, because the right-hand one seems to have some flowers in it. So it's probably a pot which sits on its own little drain pan and has a hole in the bottom. And then we have Raleigh mid-century and modern at BookBot. Now I know what that picture was. We were looking up at the front, and I said it was very modernistic. It might be from the museum. It's not. At North Carolina State's Hunt Library, if you want a book, you ask a robot. Make your selection online or at a touchscreen kiosk and watch the bots, in the picture here, roam the stacks like forklifts crossed with the future. So this is we didn't see the bot part up front. We just saw all the inside, the little doors that I guess pop open that the bot, when the bot goes and pops something out. But now here we see the bot on a long vertical track, and it can run all the way front and back and go to any one of these little holes. They are at 1070 Partners Way, lib.ncsu.edu/huntlibrary. And here's somebody sitting in an egg chair, and all we see is their knees and booted feet. So that must be in the library also. Never stop growing. As a resident of the Templeton of Cary, your retirement years will be among your most fulfilling. The Templeton of Cary, that's the address, .com, Brightmoor Drive. More mid-century modern, the Raleigh Architecture Company. clean lines, big windows, open floor plans. This modern design and build firm is part of a Raleigh rebirth. The team has designed or helped redesign beloved businesses and has built stunning homes across the city, including for the musician Joe Kwan of the Abbott Brothers there at 716 South Saunders Street, Raleigh-architecture.com. And this is presumably one of the architects standing on the balcony, which has a very high, slanted, and sticking out further than the edge of the building roof line, all done in wood inside. Maybe that's I could have that wrong. That could be Joe Kwan's house instead of the firm. That's beside the picture of the Raleigh Architecture Company. But over here on the other side, it says Joe Kwan, the cellist for the Abbott Brothers, partnered with the Raleigh Architecture Design and Dream design his dream home in Raleigh. And there's a picture of a very modern set of stairs with some modern photographs a million-selling record album in gold on the wall. How about Raleigh in the Wild? The gyre sculpture, Walk or Run, right through one of the city's signature backdrops, three gigantic concrete and steel hoops soaring 18 feet into the sky. Find the interactive sculpture created by local artist Thomas Sayer at the 164-acre North Carolina Museum of Art Park at 2110 Blue Ridge Road, ncartmuseum.org. It is a reminder that the museum has art outside, and some of it very large, like these giant discs, or gyres, as they're called here. Dorothea Dix Park, the best kind of pop-up destination, a five-acre field of thousands of sunflowers that only bloom for a few weeks each summer, 2105 Umstead Drive, DorotheaDixPark.org. The Cloud Chamber, inside this enchanting stone structure at the North Carolina Museum of Art, light passes through a tiny hole in the roof, told you they had a bunch of stuff outside, and projects a dreamy reflection of the sky and trees onto the floor. This is something you'll find outside in the wooded area at the North Carolina Museum of Art. And we know Raleigh, Bali, and Denali. Explore global, shop local. Great outdoor provision company. And there's an ad here for St. Mary's School. Work out outdoors. Whether you're an expert yogi or a new student, grab your mat and perfect your poses at the free yoga classes across the city, including Dorothea Dix Park, Midtown Park's Wellness Wednesday, and the Gregg Museum of Art and Design's Pollinator Garden. How about Pullen Park? Go for a spin. The crown jewel of the 66-acre park is the Carousel, a Raleigh historic landmark built at the turn of the century, which boasts a menagerie of 52 hand-carved wooden animals. 520 Ash Avenue. And, of course, while you're there, don't forget the Pullen Park train. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Our State Magazine. Hope you enjoyed this special edition of Our State Capital Cool, and that you'll be sure to listen next time when we'll get into that October issue. I'm Fred Brack, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. Today's reading of Our State magazine was underwritten by the Carter Glass Insurance Agency, serving the community since 1974. They can be reached at 919-781-1973. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. Questions, comments? Call us, 919-832-5138. Bye.